Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Gather around, come one, come all, and listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat, Season 5 from Inside the Tent. I'm Adam, your GM, and at the table on my right is Kim, then there's Tamlin and Jesse on my left.
Yippee!
Yay. We rolled off mic a little bit ago to decide what state we were going to on mic next. As we've discussed earlier in the series, the characters are going to all 50 states, but all 50 states may not be on mic. And so today, where exactly are we headed from Arizona?
Colorado.
Yeah, we're
Colorado.
Going to Colorado. And
Colorado.
Taylor just gave Jesse a dirty look.
Colorado.
Will not elaborate.
She's gonna push me into that cave.
Thinking about it.
Oh no.
On the way to Colorado, it is about, if we're going from like Phoenix to Denver, it's about an 11-hour drive. How do the three of you kill time on this way? I will say, I think that lately there's been a little bit less of those intense scenarios for you guys. There's been less intensity. Things have been a little mellower.
Yeah, seeing a jackalope is way chiller than becoming possessed.
Question mark? Yeah. I don't know.
You're seeing a seal walk, then forgetting what happened, and then being in a car accident. You know, it's been a lot more chill.
Yeah, listen, you guys are doing all right.
We're here. I guess that means something, right?
I do have to pee.
Again? We just stopped for gas.
I'm hydrated.
We just stopped for gas.
Yeah, but I hydrated since then.
Hydration is important.
Oh my goodness. Zeke, we're going to need to find somewhere to pull over. Hobby's got to pee.
I mean, I don't think there's much in for a while. You want to pee on a tree?
Yeah, I can do. I've done that. I do that.
All right, I'll pull over it.
So you pee on the tree. It's kind of nice out.
Is there like a good breeze?
Yeah. It's a good summer day and you're like in the like Colorado like forests. You drive for a bit after relieving yourself. You all sit around. It's just the silence of a car ride with a bit of music in the background. Like I said previously, the days are getting better, at least within the past couple of days. Nothing absolutely insane has happened, which has been a nice reprieve for you three. The beginning of our trek was a little treacherous, I guess we could say. You've entered Colorado. You've kind of passed into the Colorado border. And as you do, I think you're pretty close to a town, honestly. I think you probably see like 3 miles out. And the last unicorn.
Oh, no.
What?
That shooting star didn't help me at all.
You stopped the car, right?
Is this is intentional?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Not supposed to make that noise.
Oh, Zeke, what does that noise mean?
There's best stop. I'll just check. I'll get it out. It'll just take a minute. I'll pull over.
Yeah.
And then I'll go look at the engine.
You pop it open. So right now it's just kind of pushing out a lot of heat. But you do see, it looks like the battery is for sure kind of spent. Maybe I think just the kind of couple of nights where you've just had it running longer than you should have kind of thing is just really spent toward the battery. And then it looks like some of what's going on inside the engine itself is just a bit of overheating. And so coupling with not being able to push enough energy around, your car's died.
We got a bad battery and it's overheating.
Okay, so what does that mean for us?
Well, we could let it cool down and hope for the best.
Okay.
Or we're going to have to get a new battery. And we'll still have to wait for it to cool down.
How far away was the last...
I think it was a few miles.
So it said about 3 miles out until the next, the next
day. Yeah.
Should we just put this bitch in neutral and just push it?
For 3 miles?
Can we take breaks?
I think it's better if...
To sit in the middle of nowhere with a car that doesn't work?
No, maybe we should just start walking. It's a pretty day.
And leave the car here.
Lock it.
You can push it off to there's little outlets, right? You can push it off to the little side of the road.
You push it to the side of the road. Yeah.
Hey man, it's your car.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Maybe we'll get lucky and someone will drive by and give us a ride.
I don't know if I'm down to hitchhike.
Yeah.
Well, okay, how about this? We'll wait a bit, let it cool down, see if it turns over, and if not, then we'll start walking.
All right. What does the sun look like right now? Does it look like we're getting close to dark or anything?
No, it's daytime.
Maybe, and if we see someone, we'll flag them down. Hopefully.
So 3 miles isn't that far.
Yeah. Right.
You guys can walk that in under an hour. Okay. Pretty comfortably under an hour, honestly.
Okay.
If average walking speed is pushing 15 minutes for a mile, I think you guys can clear it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'd rather not wait too long for something. We could just start walking and go and then be back before nightfall anyways.
Okay, yeah, let's just start walking.
Maybe there'll be a little tow place in wherever we find next.
Yeah. I'll help you push this off the road.
Okay. We'll push it off to the side of the road.
Amanda, get in the front.
Alright.
Hold the thing.
I got it.
Put the thing in the neutral.
Yeah, I'm putting it in the neutral.
Yeah, you... get it off of the side of it, cooling down. You just have it sitting there now. What do you guys take with you?
Take my backpack.
Yeah, I'll also take a backpack. Mostly just water and snack, and that's pretty much it.
I think I'll just have a little bag with just no water stuff in it too. And I go up to the painting of the unicorn and be like, I'll be back, I promise.
Has bullet holes in it too.
Yeah.
All right, so everything else Everything else left inside?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
You locked it, yeah?
Yep.
Everybody has everything they want for right now?
I hope so.
Okay. I have snacks in my bag just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we start walking.
Yeah, you guys walk for what feels like probably about an hour.
Yeah.
Not too long.
I don't think we're rushing.
You guys walk into this town. There's this little sign that says, Welcome to Aspen. Can all of you give me brain rolls?
Not 20! I get to roll again!
That's a 6.
And a 2! A 22!
4.
6 and a 4?
Yeah, I got a 6.
Yeah, you guys just walked into a town. But on your end, Clem, Aspen's on the other side of Colorado.
Oh my god.
At least it should be. Like, okay. You shouldn't be walking into Aspen. Maybe there's just another Aspen.
Okay.
Like, it's not anything
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, but it's like, huh, maybe from there's two were, Aspens.
Yeah, from what you remember, Aspen is on the other side towards the mountains.
Yeah. Okay.
There are mountains right here.
I think I do that thing, like when you're, like, a little confused, you start kind of, like, looking around.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, like, looking around, and I'm like, that's odd. It's, like, not weird that there could be two of the same city in the same state. So, like, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, super
nice. I'll just, like, do that weird, confused look around a little bit and then just continue walking forward, having that in the back of my mind right now.
Yeah, everything's normal here. Like, people are just out and about. Like, I mean, you've kind of gotten in. What do you want to do? What are you looking for?
I'm just looking for some kind of tow company or something.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty easy. There's a whole bunch. Like, it's not hard to find. You walk around the city a little bit and you find a couple different tow companies. I think one you find is, like, Jim's.
Okay. Jim seems like a good tow guy. That's solid.
As good as any.
Solid tow
name.
Yeah.
Solid tow name. That's true. I guess we'll go and ask if they can give us a tow in.
Should we ask for specifically Jim, though?
Personally, I would name my tow Toady.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'm tired.
Yeah. We've just been walking. Let's just go in and see what they tell us. Hopefully. If we look sad enough, maybe they'll be like, yeah, we got you guys. Don't even worry about it.
Just use the thing that you do with your eyes.
Oh, like this? And I make my eyes, like, really, like, big and sad?
Yeah.
Are you about to cry?
No.
Okay.
It's like looking at a wet baby cat in the rain.
Yeah. I guess we'll go into Jim's tow company.
Just like young people. Oh, hey, can I help you?
Oh, I don't like the way this guy sounds. Maybe we should have tried somewhere else.
What was that?
Nothing. Our van broke down. And
That's unfortunate, man. I'm sorry. Where did it break down at?
Yeah, we're like 3 miles out of town. Blink, blink.
Oh, wow. If you only need a tow, I can just cover that for you. I can just go get the van.
Thanks.
It doesn't need any work because you said it broke down. Do you know what's wrong with it? Or
I think it's the battery. Hopefully it's just overheating, but it might be the battery.
We could get our hands on battery. Let me go get the truck. Does one of you going to come out with me? You want to point me to where it's at?
I'll go out with him.
Okay, for sure. So sometimes, depending on if stuff takes too long over here, we are partnered with the Pandemonium Hotel, and we could go ahead and give you a little discount to stay over there if that's something you're interested in or need to do.
Sure.
Yeah, we're kind of hoping this only...
Yeah, we're hoping that this isn't too bad.
Yeah, no, obviously.
It's just the middle of the day, right? It's
not If you guys want to check that out, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, we'll leave that as an option.
Okay, yeah, well, I take your friend and we go get the van.
Yeah.
That works.
He's like thanks. 20, maybe. 20.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Jackson.
Oh, hi, Jackson. Okay.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Hey, you know Jim? Jim, cool.
Yeah, he's like the owner. He's very nice. Mm-hmm. He pays me competitively.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. He's old though. He doesn't work here anymore. So. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, it's just Jim's now. But like, you know.
Do you think he hired you because you had a J name?
Yeah, I'd never thought about that.
What, do your coworkers also have J names?
Oh, they do not now.
Oh.
Hmm.
Really dropped the ball on that.
Yeah, there goes my theory. There goes my theory.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, if you're only hiring people based off their J names, isn't that kind of like workplace discrimination?
I guess. But also, have you ever thought of like the funny haha of it all?
No, yeah, I mean, it'd be very funny, but like then it makes you think on like the historical implications on like who does or doesn't have J names, right? Like, what's the like?
There is kind of only so much time in the day.
Yeah, yeah. I put you on a tangent.
I apologize. I'm trying to rail. Sorry, it's my fault.
I got distracted. No, anyways, you two go get the car. We'll go figure out the hotel stuff. Thank you.
When we're in the truck, I'll be like, so you think Javier would count as a J name, although it's like an H?
That's definitely a J name.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if it'd be funny though if like everyone has a J name and then there's a Javier.
That's a J name. That's obvious.
Be like, I'm James. I'm Jake. I'm Jacob. And then
everyone knows Javi's a J.
But I feel like it wouldn't be good with the bit.
I don't know. I mean, again, it's not really a bit, so like, I'm not sure if that's.
All I'm saying is, if I owned a shop and I had everyone named Jay, I don't think a Javi would make the cut.
Well, if I was hiring, I'd hire Javi.
Well, that's your opinion, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it is. I don't know. I don't. Sorry.
Javi, yeah. Do you want to like look at the hotel stuff, or do you want to just get food?
Oh, dude, yes, food, yes, now, yes.
Because like we could just wait and see like if this thing is gonna take that long, or if it'll just be
hotel's gonna be there the whole
regardless.
Time.
Yeah, and so. Like. If we do get the news that it takes a while, I highly doubt they're going to be like, no, we don't do the deal now because they've told you after. You know, it makes no sense. So I think let's go find a diner or something, sit down for a bit, and we'll wait for them to get back.
Yeah, I'm tired, dude.
You want to share fries?
Do I look like a kind of motherfucker who shares fries? I eat all of my fries, Amanda. Yeah, we could share fries.
Thank you.
Of course we could share fries.
We're going to go find a small diner.
Okay.
Hey man, so how do you feel about caves?
Yeah, it's been about caves.
Yeah, do you?
I mean, I've like done caving like once or twice in my life with some of my buddies, but like it's not like for me.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like dark and musty, and it gets weird. I don't know. Okay. You can hear yourself talking too much. It's I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. Really weird. All right, well, we're almost there. So, see the game.
Yeah, so like, what are you guys just like driving into Colorado?
Oh yeah, we're on a road trip.
Oh, road trip! Like that sounds super fun. Like you and your friends, you guys like besties or something.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while.
That's really cool, actually. I've never been on like a full road trip. My friends have been like up and down and like you know through Colorado. I think we've like gone to California before, but like that's about it.
Oh yeah, well, unfortunately we don't have any more room on the van. It's full.
I wasn't inviting myself into your trip.
Okay, I thought that's, and I kind of felt like you were trying.
No,
to...
No, I was saying that's a cool thing that you're doing. I have a job. I have a life here.
I mean, you know, you could probably take a sabbatical, right?
A sabbatical? What do you? I work at a tow truck company. I work on cars. Do you think we have great insurance? What are you talking about, man?
Hey, I'm just trying to leave options open for you, you know?
But you're not, because you said I couldn't even come on. If the option was open, you wouldn't even let me on your
van.
Well,
you know, I was just saying that, like, if you wanted to go, it'd be a little cramped. Like, I'd still have to talk to the others, even if we could.
Are you inviting me now? What is this?
No, but I, at the minimum, I gotta ask the other two, like, if you're cool.
But I never wanted to do this. I never wanted to go on this trip with you.
But you said you've never gone on a road trip.
Because I never have. That is the truth.
It's a pretty good experience. Well, except for the weird stuff.
What kind of weird stuff?
My God, Zeke.
Have you seen Bigfoot?
No, that's actually the one thing we haven't seen, honestly.
Huh. So fortunate.
Have you seen Bigfoot?
Once.
Oh.
Yeah, I was camping.
Huh.
He threw a rock at, like, me and my brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, like, scary.
Do Bigfoots usually throw a rock?
I don't know. I'm not like some Bigfoot expert.
Oh.
Hey, isn't your car supposed to be this far? Or you've gone about 3 miles now.
And yeah, really,
you don't quite recognize anything out this way.
Yeah, I feel like we should be there by now.
That's a little odd. I don't see anything. You want to just go a little further?
Yeah, let's go a little further.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, drive a little bit longer. But yeah, no, I'm not like a Bigfoot expert or anything. I just I've like seen a Bigfoot.
Cool. Wait. It just threw. So did you see it, or did you just see the rock?
Yeah, no. Like, so I saw this like big, furry thing, and we were like, "Oh, like what the fuck's that?" And then all of a sudden, a rock came flying at us, and we got out of there
from the furry thing.
Well, from the direction of the furry.
Okay, okay.
So, like you could assume. I mean, I didn't see it like you know pitch it at me like some baseball player, but I saw it. Yeah, I saw the rock come my way.
Cool. How big was the rock? It was like a big rock?
Yeah, it was like huge.
Whoa, so only a Bigfoot could have thrown it.
That's exactly the thing. Is like it for sure I couldn't have picked it up.
Hmm. That's scary.
I didn't like it. It's a cool story now, though.
Yeah. Well, we should have seen it by now.
Yeah, we're about like 5 miles out now.
Yeah, is there like another tow company that could have picked it up?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of tow companies, but most tow companies aren't like in the business of just towing a car that doesn't have an owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
It's weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you said you put it in like an outlet, right? Like,
yeah, yeah. There's a little outlet. We just parked it there.
I don't see it. Want to go for like another mile? Maybe, because you said you walked, so like it shouldn't have been more than like five miles.
We'll just go a little bit further.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine by me. I don't know. What's going on with you guys?
We find a small little diner. We sit down.
Fries.
Yes, fries.
A little shake.
I was going to ask if you wanted, because I was thinking of getting a vanilla shake, because I like dipping my fries in it.
You know I go for strawberry.
Well, yeah.
So.
That's fine.
And I will also be dipping my fries in it. Our fries in it.
Yeah.
The fries in
it. We share the fries. I don't want to get fries for the table, because I don't want to get like two separate fries. A, what if I don't eat all the fry? B, what if they get back by the time we're only halfway done with the fry? Then what do we do? You know?
You're
I think we share a fry for now. When Zeke gets back, we can come back and have a
whole meal.
Whole meal. Yeah. But for now, snack.
And I'm there.
Yeah, okay, cool. So we sit down and we order some shakes and a plate of fries.
Yeah. You get your shakes, you get your plate of fries.
What do you guys talk about?
Okay, so I don't want you to be mad at me, but I'm going to say something that's a little... possibly concerning. Again, don't be mad. I think we're in Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, we're coming to Colorado, yeah. It's just a town in Colorado.
Javi, on a map, Aspen's on the other side of Colorado, like the other side of where we should have come up from. Okay, so like I lay out a napkin. I lay out a napkin and I lay out two fries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this fry closest to me, right? This is where we should be given our drive from Arizona, right? Aspen is over here, and I point to the second fry that's closer to you. Aspen's right here. On the map.
Well, which fry were we supposed to fry on?
The fry that's closest to me.
But like what?
But we're in this fry that's closer to you. Do you get what I'm saying? It's a little weird.
Yeah, well, like, what happened to the in-between of the fries is what is
that's
the question.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because we shouldn't be this far, because we didn't drive this far.
Is there any way we just, like, missed a sign saying that we were already in Colorado?
I don't think so, right?
No, like, I mean, you were in Colorado, but, like, you weren't that far into Colorado.
Yeah, so, like, we shouldn't be this far into Colorado, but the sign says we're this far into Colorado.
Well, now I'm confused.
I'm also confused. I look around the diner. Is there anywhere in the diner that's like, welcome to Aspen Diner or something like that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is, you are in the town of Aspen.
Yeah,
like, it's
okay.
Not like, yeah.
Like, then where's the car? If it's not... where we are supposed to be.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so cutting back. Yeah, so like we're hitting like mile 7 here, man. I don't want to be like an asshole or anything, but yeah. I just
let's head back. Maybe, you know, maybe we missed it.
Yeah, no, maybe we missed. Maybe someone, like you said, maybe someone else picked it up. I mean, I could call around and see if anyone else snagged it.
Yeah, let's go back. We'll
make
some calls.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah. You want to like get like lunch on the way or something?
You know,
I'm
good with the amount of friends I have right now. And
I missed out on my lunch hour doing you a favor, coming out to get your car for free.
And oh,
right now,
you know what? You're right. You know,
it's
I'll
fine.
Get you, I'll get you. I'll pay for lunch.
I was going to get us lunch, but it's fine. No, I'll just drop you off and take my lunch.
That's all right.
It's really not. You're right. Your friends are here. They're probably like at the hotel or something. You're going to go hang out with your friends. I was just going to drive us through somewhere and grab lunch.
No,
I just haven't eaten all day.
No.
But it's fine. I can wait a little longer.
I'll get you lunch. Look,
I don't want you to get me lunch, man.
Is there a good... There's got to be a good burger place around here.
Plenty of good burger places around here, but I can just eat lunch by myself. No. It had nothing to do with me wanting to get lunch with you. I'm hungry because it was my lunch hour.
Yeah, no, I get that. And as a thank you, I want to get you lunch.
I don't need your thanks. I didn't even find your car.
Okay, well, let's just head back in silence.
That sounds like a great idea. You get back to the place. All right, man. Yeah, I'll make some calls and do you just swing back by or something and I'll let you know. I don't know.
Okay, so I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, again, here he hands you a card. Tell him we're here. Hold on. He like writes his name on it. Like tell him that you're getting work here and they'll give you a discount at the hotel if you stay there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And you seem like you'd be a good friend. I'm just going to leave. Go meet up with them.
Yeah, he just gets his phone out and starts calling. So you see them like across the street at a diner.
Yeah, you see them like the window.
I'll walk in and be like, hey guys.
Hey.
So we couldn't find the car.
we just look at each other like,
Casey, sit down.
Okay. And if the guy asks, our van is full. I just got this feeling that he was like trying to get in on our road trip.
What?
Yeah, while we were there, he's talking about like, oh, I've never been on a road trip with Renz. You know, he's, yeah, so like, you know, just, we don't have to be, if you guys could just drop, next time we talk, if you could just drop that, like, the van is full. Just casually. Just.
I don't, all right. Anyways.
And also, I feel bad, so I want to, like, get him a burger or something. Or,
okay.
Was the fries good here?
The fries were delicious.
Okay. I'm going to go order a thing of fries. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Go order fries.
You get some fries, you come back and sit down.
Yeah, all right. So while you were gone, I was talking with Javi. I grabbed two more french fries.
Okay.
No, actually, I think all the french fries are gone. I think it's the salt and pepper packet.
Okay.
Yeah. So I put down the salt and pepper packet. All right. So given how we were driving into Colorado, we should be where the salt packet is, right?
Okay.
That's where we should have driven into, right? We're in Aspen, Colorado, correct?
Yeah.
Aspen, Colorado's all the way over here, and I point to the pepper packet.
Well, I mean, there could be two Aspens.
Which isn't super unlikely. However, I don't, to my memory, think there's two Aspen, Colorados.
Huh. That's
what happened with weird. The car?
Well, we drove for like 7 miles and couldn't find it. And we drove back and still couldn't find it. We couldn't find it.
Great.
And he's also like being weird about wanting to be our friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he also talked about Bigfoot, how Bigfoot threw a rock at him.
That's concerning.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why I didn't really want to bring him along on the road trip.
I'm just wondering where our car is within the distance of the salt packet.
Yeah, because like if we're here at the pepper, but we're supposed to be where the salt is, but we only walked what felt like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It didn't feel that long. Like, it wasn't. There's no way that the distance between these two points was an hour. And also, we would have seen something in between those two points. So how the heck did we get here?
Well, let's get a map. Let's figure out what road we were on. And
yeah.
We'll figure that out. And then...
Wasn't there a hotel he was talking about? I feel like hotels have maps and things like that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Like a something, right?
Like a little stand in the front? Mm. Like, yeah. Let's go to the Pandemonium Hotel, yeah?
Yeah, the tow guy is calling around, asking.
Okay, did you get him a burger?
I got him these fries. We'll go drop off the fries.
Yeah, let's drop off the fries first.
If you guys could subtly hint that our van is full, that would be helpful.
I don't think I will, man. You can go ahead and give
you
him
can
fries.
Go ahead and do that. I wasn't in the car for that conversation,
I
but
knew someone should have gone with you.
Yeah, I didn't. Anyways, let's go drop off these fries and then go to the hotel.
Okay, we go drop off the fries.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hope Corps seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Cutter.
Here we go!
Oh my God, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair.
He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back all because right. We're gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down
on fire.
Oh, oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine to me, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah, it is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Gutter.
He's on the phone, and he sees you.
Okay. I'm just going to point at the fries and just leave them there.
Thanks.
No problem. We're just gonna
go. Okay, so you haven't seen it. All right, thank you. Hey, all right.
Hi.
So I've called a couple of different, pretty much the other two tow companies that are in town.
Yeah.
Nada.
Okay.
I went ahead and called two tow companies that are out of town in like neighboring towns. Nada, they're calling around. So hopefully we can find your van as soon as possible.
Okay. Zeke told you what the van looked like, right?
Yeah. Big ass unicorn on the side.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Unmistakable. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a pretty clear cut, like if we see it, we'll know it. And I mean, if it was having like overheating and battery issues, then it's not going to get very far from here, even if someone else takes it. So in that case, like, you know, it'll break down in one of the other tow. That's why I kind of spread the web a little further.
Yeah,
I figure one of the other tow companies will like find it or something.
Okay, yeah,
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank
you. I'm gonna start nudging Javi and looking at him. Like,
we're gonna go to the hotel you mentioned,
right? Yeah,
might be a whole thing.
I gave your friend Zeke the card. It's our card. I put my name and number on it. They can call and I'll tell them that we're working on your vehicle.
Okay,
you guys will get a discount there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
All right, off we go, guys.
Zeke, I wonder every day what's wrong with you.
Well, you weren't there. He was like being kind of weird about it.
I love you, man, but
I was just trying to put it down gently. I felt like him. I didn't want to give him the idea that, like, we could have brought him on our trip with us.
You should start, like, anytime you assume one thing, you should just start being like, probably not. And then you might be more right about things more often.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Let's go. All right. We walk over to the hotel. I immediately look for, like, one of those, like, little, like, tours. Like, what to do when you're in Aspen sort of, like, things.
Because
I assume
are.
That there's a map. So I grab a map. I take it out. All right. I look at the map.
Yeah, what road were we driving on?
Yeah, we were on this highway, right? And so we should have gone, like, this way. And I point through, like, the through line of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Which I assume that there's a city somewhere on the map that we should have hit before we got here.
There's one just called like Eldwell, Colorado. Like not just before here, but like
functionally,
like if you're trying to like guesstimate, there's a spot that might have been down that way.
Yeah, yeah. So we should have been here.
So the car is over there.
There's a chance the car is all the way over here.
Great.
But I want to know, how did we get here?
I just feel like maybe we just miss a sign or two.
Maybe.
Well, we still should have found the car.
How far did you guys go out?
We went like a good 7 miles.
That's far.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe the distance between here and there isn't that far.
Well, maybe we should just rest while the tow companies call each other.
Yeah. There's nothing we can do, really. We don't have a car.
Yep.
All right. Zeke, do you have the card?
Yep, right here.
All right. You want to... Actually, I don't know if you should do
it.
No,
I'll do it. It's fine. It's fine. Look, I'm sorry for trying not to get another weirdo in our vehicle, okay?
I don't think he was trying to come with us.
Yeah, you ever heard of, like, making conversation?
No, he was... It was pretty heavily implied.
Sure, man. All right. Let's just get a room for the night.
And let me ask you guys a question. If your business hired people with J's, would you hire a Javier? Do you feel like that would still fit the mold?
Yeah. It's a J
name.
But
it's spelled with still J. Like an H sound, you know? So I feel like it would be weird for the bit.
Let's go to the...
Yeah, let's give the lady the...
Are you saying you wouldn't hire me if... No. If you had an establishment, you're my boy.
No, I'd hire you, but like if...
I'm out of a job.
If the whole thing was like the bit was that I only hired people with J names.
And that's a J name.
But it isn't, because it's an H sound and not a J sound. It's Javier, not Javier.
All right. Let's table that.
Yeah, we'll table this for later. This is not a conversation for right now.
All right.
Let's just figure out how much this room is going
to
cost.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm going to go up to the person at the front.
Hello.
Oh no, we can't stay here, you guys.
Can I help you?
Yeah, we were told that we get a discount.
Oh yes, good discount.
Yeah, I'll show him the card.
Yeah, $25 a night.
Let's just get one for one night for now.
Yeah, we'll just get one for one night for now.
One room?
Yeah.
One bed?
Two beds, if possible.
$30 a night. He, like, raises his eyebrow.
Oh my God. Is he, like, confused about how much he's selling these rooms for? Are you guys getting that vibe, too?
Also, I'll let you know, this is, like, it's, like, an old kind of, like, glass lamp style, like, hotel. Like, it's an older hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Are we supposed to haggle?
Yeah, so this guy himself, he is dressed like really nice for just being like a front desk like concierge. Like,
yeah.
Like, kind of like three-piece suit nice.
Oh.
With like a little pocket square coming out. A little, like, he has like a monocle on.
He's
just this kind of like big white dude.
I mean, I guess
$30 a night?
30 for
Are you asking me?
Another bed?
It's 30 for two beds.
Yes?
Yes.
What is happening right now? I'm going to go pee.
Okay.
He like turns around and grabs a room key and like puts it down.
$30.
$30.
Okay.
$30. Oh, thank you.
Put down $30.
Puts it away.
All right.
$30 for a room.
Yes, for one night.
One night.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Two beds.
Two beds.
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course.
I take the key.
Room service and all that is usable for the $30.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Yes. I just look at Zeke.
Okay, let's go to our
room. Thank you for... we'll let you know if we need anything.
Of course.
Okay.
Bye.
Like, try to subtly fast walk to... our
elevator
to where we should wait for Javi went pee. Okay, we lurk around where like the elevator or whatever like area is we wait for Javi.
I'm coming to see the people here are weird.
Okay, that person was weird.
Yeah, I think just everyone
Jackson
here
at the tow company wasn't that weird.
He was that weird.
He was fairly normal. I think
coming back. Is he talking about the tow guy again?
Yeah, he says that the tow guy was weird.
He was. Look, you guys weren't there. He was being a little pushy with coming in, joining us. It was weird.
Just lying.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
He seemed fine.
He did.
He seemed a little like...
Let's go to our rooms.
Okay.
We go up to our room.
Yeah.
We go...
Yeah, room 313.
Okay. Go into it.
Yeah, you guys ride this elevator three stories up. You got off on the third floor. You go to 313. It's down the ride a little bit. You get in there. It is just, again, it's very like old style-y, kind of like almost like old homes-esque, right?
Mm.
Like little chandeliers and stuff like that. There is a couch and there's a two-bed, so there's like a little like living space, quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a couch. And then on the inside there's of the room, there's two beds.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I didn't bring any change of clothes.
Yeah, I left my clothes in the car.
Great. It's fine. We should only be here for a night.
Yeah, let's hope. Otherwise, our road trip might be ending here. Hopefully they got a airport in Aspen.
I hope.
I'm just gonna chill.
Did that guy in the front desk give you guys weird vibes?
Oh, yeah. This whole town gives me weird vibes. The people at the diner weren't weird, were they?
Yeah. Just normal diner workers.
They might be from out of town.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm gonna hit the hay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a big day. We should just try to relax.
Yeah.
While we can.
I knew we should have just pushed the car. The 3 miles. I don't think it would have been that bad.
Yeah, we probably
should have
just pushed the car.
Alright, so you're gonna take it. You're gonna go to sleep. What about the rest of you?
I'm just gonna relax, just kind of.
Yeah, I think I'm also just gonna relax for now.
I would like luck rolls, please.
No. A 10?
A 17?
A 7.
Zeke, you pull the short straw. There's a quick discussion, and then you're decided. You're the one that's. You gotta go get the Iceman.
Okay.
You walk down the hallway a little bit. You get to this little, ice machine. Crumbles down with ice. And then you look off to your side, and you see. Someone kind of walking out of this little double door at the end of the hallway, just fully ball suit, like they're like at like a fancy like mm-hmm. ball, like a ballroom ball,
mm-hmm.
white gloves on. Oh, and you're like kind of they saw.
Oh, okay.
Get your eyes so you get back to the
yeah. The people here are definitely weirdos.
What makes you say that?
And there was a guy in a whole tuxedo thing, and he got startled when he saw me. He had gloves on, like Mickey Mouse.
Huh. Okay. Well, thanks for getting the ice.
Yeah. I think it's best if we just stay in the hotel here. I don't like the general vibes of this place.
Yeah. What time is it?
It's 2:30.
It's only 2:30. Shit.
Yeah. So you guys sit here. The sun kind of peeks out from behind the blinds of this hotel. You see it kind of just lightly illuminates the room. Not in a way that it's glaring on you, but you still feel the warmth of outside. I think you all kind of just lazily doze off. Walking 3 miles in the middle of the day or early in the day is tiring regardless. Mm-hmm. You all kind of doze off a bit. What does everyone dream of in this moment? Just soft dreams. I don't need a full description. Just what are your dreams, if any?
He's reunited with the last unicorn, but it's an actual unicorn.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Me and that Jake guy are like running through fields holding hands. Weird. Weird.
Odd. Yeah. Super odd, actually.
Yeah. Weird that would happen to me.
Super weird, super odd. I think mine is just walking.
Okay.
Don't know where. I'm just walking.
Yeah. I think that's kind of perfect. You're walking. You're walking for a bit, and you wake up. It hasn't happened in a while.
No.
You must have sleepwalked.
Oh my god!
Into the hallway somehow. You look to your right, and it's 3:72.
I've been walking for a minute.
For a while, two of you wake up. The sun peeks through the blinds, illuminating the room in a warm way. Amanda's not in here. Clem's not in here. Clem. You've come to your
fuck, yeah.
And you're just kind of out in the hotel.
Oh, fucking far did I go? I turn around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just hallway.
I start walking back, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah. I just walk back.
So you walk for a while, then the numbers descend, and then it breaks off into two ways of ready to go.
Shit. Is there a sign?
What was the descending way? Yeah, one sign says 325 to 311, and one size says 340 to 360.
The one going down.
Yeah.
325.
Yeah, you turn left, you start going down that way. And then you come to another split, and it says 325 to 311 and 360 to 340.
I slept walk this?
So back to you guys.
Oh. Hey.
Oh, yeah?
Did Amanda say where she was going?
Oh, I just woke up.
I'm just like immediately getting up because like, great. My little lady is lost. is the door like left open?
No.
Okay, well, she obviously like left somewhere, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
didn't leave open.
Whether you jump to it or not, she has slept walk before.
Yeah.
I don't know if you jump to that, but like.
I don't think he immediately does, but he does know that she's not there. Mm-hmm. And she didn't let anyone know where she was. So now he's a little miffed, like, okay, all right, you gotta woke me up to let me know where you're going. That's fine. I'm just kind of going to go out, maybe like make my way to the lobby probably.
Yeah, I'll follow.
Okay, yeah. You guys walk down to the elevator.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I go to the front desk guy again.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, hi.
I'm wondering if you saw the girl who was with us.
Oh, the little one?
Yeah, the little one, yeah.
Yes. No, I have not.
No?
No. You don't know where she is?
Well, I'm sure she just didn't like the bathroom or something.
Okay.
So.
Yes. Did she leave without saying something?
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, but you know she gets in her own world sometimes. So.
Oh, does she have a sleepwalking problem?
Like he's like, oh shit. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Is that?
No, that's fine.
Now, is that something that happens often here? Or are you?
No.
So.
No, I just didn't know that she had a sleepwalking problem.
Will that be an issue?
Oh, hold on. And he stands up and just walks into the back room.
Oh, my God.
And a little bit later, like 4 minutes later,
yeah.
A lady walks out. Hi. You said that your friend checked in with you and you can't seem to find her. Are you sure she didn't go on like one of like excursions somewhere?
Well, she would have probably told us. Those, you know, sometimes she gets a little
right
in her head and she,
right.
And she's
a sleepwalker.
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Not often?
Not every time.
That's what do you mean? Not every once out of seven, once out of 10 nights.
Well,
what are you talking?
I can't give you stats. If you had to
guess,
I don't know, maybe like 1 in 5.
That could be good news.
What?
I'll be right back.
Oh,
I'm never going to Aspen, you guys.
She comes back. Okay. What do you need?
Well, I only came down here to see if maybe she walked out.
Right. No, and we have not seen her.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now I'm just interested because you guys seem really strung out about the fact that she sleepwalks.
We just didn't know that she was, like, someone who sleepwalks sometimes.
And so that matters. Staying here?
It could.
In what way?
If I tell you, you're going to get weird about it.
Well, I'm already weird about it.
Yeah, we're already past that.
I don't want you to think that we're weird.
Well, a bit late for that.
We just work at a hotel, and sometimes people who sleepwalk go missing in this hotel.
Maybe you should put up a sign or something.
Like, well, it's like fully missing or just like couldn't find them for like a few hours. Oh, but they're back. Oh my God. I can't do this right now.
Right. No. It's not. So it's not even. Okay. Okay. So the owner who made the hotel. Because did you not read the brochure?
No.
I don't know, man. I got a voucher to stay here for a couple, like,
wait,
because
we do discount
off.
Stays because no one wants to stay at the hotel where people go missing. I thought you would read the brochure. People should read brochures before they stay.
Maybe you should put in your sign that this is the hotel that people go missing at.
Well, why do you think people don't come here? I wouldn't put it. It's like, oh, we have bed bugs. Don't sleep here. Do you understand that? We need to make money. My uncle bought the building, and we didn't know the people who sleptwalked went missing here when we bought it. And so now, every once in a while, we're usually very good about this. This last time this happened was like 3 months ago.
But that was pretty recent.
Yeah, but like out of like before that, it was like 10 months.
That's even longer.
Exactly. Like the last time it had happened was 10 months prior. So
so it's happening more frequently then.
Well, now because you didn't read the brochure.
Where does it show me in the brochure where it says that people who sleepwalk.
She pulls up the brochure and it's like Pandemonium Hotel, the hotel made for sleepwalkers. Like a whole thing. It's like their whole thing.
Why would you say made for sleepwalkers?
For sleepwalkers.
Okay, you didn't let me fully explain. Okay. After we bought the building, my uncle did some research on the guy we bought it from. So the guy who built the building had a sleepwalking wife. And she would go missing all the time. She would just like walk into the forests and stuff. And so he apparently, and this is all just hearsay. This is what he wrote in like journals and stuff. And it's just like, you know, like one of those crazy people who does crazy things. And apparently he made the hotel perfectly made for his sleepwalking wife to disappear into and come back out of. And she knew how to navigate it. I don't know. It all seems like nonsense until the first person who sleepwalks goes missing when they stay here. And then it doesn't seem as much like nonsense, right?
Have the cops ever questioned you?
Yes, but like you can't be held liable when it like people are just sleepwalking away. It's not like we're making people disappear and it's not like bodies are being found.
Unless you're hiding them.
What would that get us? Being the murder hotel?
Okay, so what do we do? What do we do now?
Do either of you sleepwalk?
No.
No!
Okay. That's not great news.
Do we need to sleepwalk to, like, find her?
I don't know. I've never been able to find... Apparently, there's, like, hidden doors and stairwells and stuff, but I've never been able to find them. And sleepwalkers always seem to be able to find them. Or maybe, like, one of you's, like... Maybe, like, you have, like witches in your bloodline or something. That'd be helpful, probably. I don't know.
My grandpa's from the old country.
What the old country? She's like...
you know, it's
okay, so
the eastern part.
Okay. Clem.
My jaw, me, Kim, on the floor. My God. Okay, anyways, let's get to it. Yes, I'm at another fork in the road.
Yeah.
I go down the same way where it's descending the 25 to the going that way.
Yeah, you get back to the same hallway. You walk all the way down and get back to the same fork.
I go down the other way.
Can you give
way?
Me a brain roll?
Okay. Before I go down the other way, I stand there for a second. Oh, that was a one.
You can't. Yeah, I think you're starting to get flustered.
Oh, Clem. No. We're never going to see her again.
I go down the other way.
Okay, yeah. You go down the other way. You end up in a different hallway that's like more numbers.
Jesus Christ.
In this hallway, there is a stairwell, though.
I guess I go... Does the stairwell go up or down?
Most likely it goes both.
I go down to see it. Hopefully I go to the lobby.
Yeah, as you do, you end up on the same level. What I think maybe you know the level because you're like...
Yeah.
Level,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Can you give me another brain?
Yeah. A 4. I'm going to use a dinosaur.
Okay, thank
here.
You.
A 16.
Well, you know that there's such a thing where people can make a stairwell that goes on that is like an optical illusion. It seems like you're going down but coming up. But though they're not infinite, there has to be like another option out, and you might just be missing it because of the optical illusion.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to try to look for that?
Yeah, I'm going to try to look for that. Mm-hmm. Is that a brain?
Yeah.
An 18.
You manage to find it, and it lets you get out of being in like this little up and down loop.
Okay.
But it takes you into the 200s, but it's like the 290s.
Okay.
So you're still in a similar predicament where you're just a very long like hotel hallway.
Okay.
Welcome back to you guys.
I'm throwing up.
Okay. So neither of you can sleepwalk.
No.
No.
All right.
I mean, I guess I could try, but I don't know how you try to sleepwalk.
Well, the person who went missing 3 months ago was just found in their room like 3 days later, and they were fine, just like needed some water and food.
Oh, so they come back?
Not all the time.
Oh.
But like sometimes they sleepwalk their way out of it.
So we just gotta hope she sleepwalks her way out of it?
Or you guys can sleepwalk and go in and get her.
How are we going to do that?
I honestly don't know.
Maybe we take sleeping pills and start walking around. Maybe we'll enter some like middle area.
I mean, that'd be interesting.
We're not going to take sleeping pills and walk around this fuck-ass hotel.
What other option do we have?
I understand you're frustrated, but like my uncle bought this hotel. Like this isn't like a thing we like doing. We just made it like an attraction now, so that way people who do sleepwalk come and are aware at least. Mm. I'm sorry that you guys didn't know that it was the thing.
Why don't you just like draw arrows to the lobby or something?
Because we don't know where the extra stuff is either. Because none of us sleepwalk. I know it sounds insane. I really
do. I'm just gonna start walking.
Okay.
Do you have any sleeping pills?
Yeah, of course.
No. She, like, no
puts a couple
pills
in your hand. You think I work here and don't have sleeping pills?
All right. Well, I mean, I think this is the only way to do it.
Don't put those in your mouth, dude.
I mean,
Zeke, do you take those pills?
Do not take those pills, Zeke.
I'm gonna take them.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
All right. So Zeke takes the pills. Do you strike Zeke?
Why I oughta? Do I? Evens I do, odds I don't.
Okay.
It's odd. Ooh, you are getting on my last nerves.
The only way to do this is to think like a sleepwalker.
So you're just gonna follow Zeke around while he tries to manufacture sleepwalking?
Do you have any rope? Maybe we'll tie rope around me.
Why can't your friend just follow you?
Well, what if I get lost?
No. Here. And she pulls out just like a, you know, those like the ropes they use to like line like lines.
Mm-hmm.
She just pulls out one of those, like a frilly rope. Like, here.
Okay, it's better than nothing.
A velvet rope.
Yeah. Actually, and she pulls out this little like pack of chocolate. I don't know, maybe this could like help us too if you guys like figure it out.
Okay.
We're not liable for anything that goes on though. Like if you get lost, like that's not us.
Wait, we didn't sign anything.
Yeah, but you paid to be here. That's part of the brochure. It's like a whole thing. It's fine. You're not gonna get that lost. You'll figure it out, I think.
Okay. Well, we'll use the chalk to point at the exit, so we know.
Well, I'll use the chalk because you're gonna be sleepwalking.
And you think you're starting to feel heavy?
Yeah. Because I don't know how much longer.
Are you guys
doing it
down here? Or are you trying to go upstairs?
We'll probably go upstairs.
Go on.
All right, I'll tie the rope to my wrist. And
so,
be like,
yeah, you guys are talking. You hear like a thong, and then you hear your friend's muffled voices.
That's weird. Okay. Could I try doing the thing again, but try to go down another floor?
Yeah.
14?
Yeah. So I think what you do is you kind of run down this hallway and you start opening the doors.
Yeah.
And you see that some doors open to nothing.
Oh.
Like just empty rooms, but some doors open to like brick walls, and then some doors open to like stairwells. The numbers, like the rooms or door, like it's all nonsense.
Yeah.
But you do find a stairwell that takes you downstairs again.
Okay. Like
back to the threes.
Okay.
You guys get to the 300s.
All right.
I want you to give me some kind of roll to see if you can manage to get yourself to sleepwalk.
Okay, I'm going to do grit.
Okay, yeah.
Four. You know what? I'm going to use my
dino. Okay.
11.
Yeah, so you're kind of head nodding, going to sleep. And then for a moment, you like fall asleep and like are just kind of leaning against like the wall. And I think, Javi, you're the awake one right now. And you see your friend sleeping and just kind of start to like move. And you're, and then he starts walking. And you have his little rope tied
in.
Yeah,
and he's like talking like, great. Great. Yeah.
And so he walks down to the stairwell and he opens it. And then when he opens it, he walks over to like the edge of the stairs and like climbs down it. But then like slides under like the stairwell that should be going down. And I think you're like clamoring to follow him. And you're athletic. I'm not going to make you roll for it. And he's moving unnaturally, really.
Yeah.
And you see, just kind of from around you or maybe in front of you, you're not quite sure. And you guys end up on an entirely like different looking, like it's like the same kind of floor, but different numbers. And you're in like the 460s.
Next time we're doing something that I want to do.
And you guys made it and you're just, see my, and that's where we're going to end today's session.
Fun. Oh, great.
God.
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Yeah, you guys are lost in a hotel.
Javi, once again, has to deal with the bullshit.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Bye-bye.
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imaginif Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website, 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. If you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you on the next episode.